2011. What a year.
A few people were out there deciding what trainers they could steal.
And soon it was the police retreating.
I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
The sudden death of the young Wales manager was announced just before the kickoff at Swansea.
The world is safer. It is a better place because of the death of Osama bin Laden.
People of the news of the world had no compunction, no fear or anything.
Oh, Matt Fryer has taken it. England have won the game. England have retained the Ashes.
It was a year of sensational news stories. Down came some of the world's most wanted men, while the streets of Britain saw large-scale protests and violence like never before. But the beginning of the year was dominated by just one story, the Arab Spring.
We don't want food, we don't want jobs, we want him out. Just get out, him, his family and these people.
We are the people, we are the Egyptians, we have done it, we got rid of it.
3 decades of Mubarak rule were over.
It was lunchtime and the centre of Christchurch was crowded.
The floor is trembling.
Keep away from the edge.
I can't move and I'm just terrified.
2 weeks of torrential rain has caused this record flooding, forcing thousands across Queensland out of their homes.
Emergency are all over the place dealing with gas leaks and God knows what else. It's just huge. It is huge.
Off the coast of Sendai in northern Japan, a succession of extraordinary waves, some said to be 10 metres high, accelerate towards the shoreline.
Damage, the loss is breathtaking.
Several foreign governments now say Japan's been underplaying the risk of radioactive contamination.
Springtime saw the biggest union march on Britain's streets for a generation. 250,000 turned out to protest against government spending cuts. But there were some lighter stories too.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Poor Rebecca Black, a 13-year-old from California, uploaded Friday to YouTube. Within months, it had been dubbed the worst song ever. This year, the pop world was all about reunions and breakups. REM thanked fans through their website as they bowed out, while Westlife decided to go on a goodbye tour. Pulp, Steps and Black Sabbath got back together, but there was one reunion that stood out amongst the rest. Manchester's finest, the Stone Roses. Phenomenal 7 BAFTAs and 4 Oscars for The King's Speech. The Queen was sent 2 copies of the film before Christmas. She was said to be touched by the moving portrayal of her father, but probably not as touched as she was seeing her grandson tie the knot a couple of months later.
William Arthur Philip Louis, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, Catherine Elizabeth? Wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together according to God's law in the holy estate of matrimony?
A derriere to die for put Pippa Middleton on the tabloid radar, her curves among the most Googled and ogled images of the year. But nothing could detract from the pageantry and patriotism of April the 29th.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Hunting down bin Laden was the high point in an otherwise turbulent year for Barack Obama. After 70 years in showbiz and a campaign waged by fans, Bruce Forsyth finally got his audience with the Queen.
Everywhere I went, no matter where, it was, why haven't they given you a knighthood? So those days are over, thank goodness.
Elsewhere in the entertainment world, Kate Moss was finally tamed, marrying Jamie Hintz from The Kills. Paul McCartney also got hitched again, this time to Nancy Chevelle. John Galliano got the boot from Dior after a drunken racist rant. And it wasn't a great year for Cheryl Cole either, who lasted barely 5 minutes as a judge on the US X Factor. And David Beckham couldn't stop harping on about his new little princess.
She's calmer than the boys. Harper's totally different. She sleeps from, like, 11 o'clock at night till 7:30 in the morning. She's a proper little girl. She's very feminine in every way, and it amazes me every time she moves. Sweet, sweet, sounds so soulful,
don't you agree? Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to die.
I love Harry Potter so much that I'm prepared to sleep on concrete in the rain.
I will always be a Harry Potter fan, even though the last movie is now. It will always be a part of my life.
It feels like my childhood's ending. I need a dollar, dollar,
dollar, that's what I need. A mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.
We took the decision to close down the paper, to cease publication after this Sunday.
It's not a record of any editor to want to close a title. I want to pay tribute to this wonderful team of people here.
This is the most humble day of my life.
The Dowler family are now pursuing a claim for damages.
Manchester United might have won the league, but saw their longest-serving player caught up in the row over super injunctions. It was Twitter versus the courts. For a while, though, it looked like Rupert Murdoch's run-in with a custard pie and his wife's haymaker that followed would be the biggest story of the summer. But it wasn't the case.
These protesters have had pretty much free rein on this street for the last 3 or 4 hours. Now the police are trying to reclaim it.
This is our answer. This is our us fighting back.
The police nick you for stupid things, mate. And now this is our payback.
London had another night of violence in store.
The spectacular fire, I mean, just such a shocking sight to watch.
Is it just because we're travelling people that we can't have justice? What is it against us? What are the people against us that they won't let us live our lives? They want to put us back on the road to live like dogs.
This barricade at the entrance to Dale Farm has been the focal point for much of the protest.
I can confirm that the fourth dead miner has now been recovered from the Glacian mine.
When Anders Breivik surrendered, he asked coldly how many people he had killed.
Colonel Gaddafi is dead.
We shot him. Somebody shot him by gun. 9 million.
The relief on the face of the Knox family was clear.
We're thankful that Amanda's nightmare is over. She suffered for 4 years for a crime that she did not commit.
I quite understand why Liam Fox has decided to resign.
Only Vincent Tabak knows what happened in those last violent moments of Joanna Yates' life.
Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter. Alleged victim, Michael Joseph Jackson.
David Cameron has got nothing in return for a big veto, which has put us on the sidelines of Europe.
John Terry very strongly denies the allegations against him.
The number of people living on the planet passed the 7 billion mark, but the world also lost some very special personalities.
Singer-songwriter Jerry Rafferty has died at the age of 63 after a long illness.
Lay one finger on me and I won't be...
The people who worked most closely with Betty Driver say that she was the same genuine character off-screen as she was on it.
To me, the greatest thing about Seve is his flair and his charisma.
Every member of a European tour and player on a European tour every morning should get up and say, thank you, Seve.
I'm not training too hard for this bum. Henry Cooper's nothing to me.
Cooper fought 55 times, and despite never winning a world title, he'll be remembered as one of the finest boxers Britain has ever produced.
Just a little bit of your face I haven't kissed.
iPhone is like having your life in your pocket.
The industry is going to miss a great, innovative icon. What's going
on? That's the Joe Frazier that the fans always look for. Stones taught me
to fly. Honestly, Jordan, you make me sound just off.
In 1960, Taylor became the first actress to sign a $1 million contract to star as the Queen of the Nile in the epic Cleopatra. Don't you cherish me,
see? The football becomes a wee bit irrelevant, doesn't it?
Stand and remember Gary Speed.
The world has lost a great football manager, but even more sadly, a great man.
42 years ago, I said, welcome to the very first Top of the Pops. Jim has fixed it for
you. The children whose dreams he fixed will never forget him.
Now then, what we have to do now, we have to over it now,
Untimely deaths too for the rapper Nate Dogg, Brazilian football legend Socrates, and one of the rising stars of MotoGP, Marco Simoncelli, all left their mark, but few will be retrospectively romanticised like Amy Winehouse. Her death by misadventure, perhaps the most inevitable tragedy of all.
27 years old.
A whole life was devoted to her family and her friends, and to you guys as well. Amy was about one thing, and that was love.